What kind of role would you like to see the UK take in supporting a stable peace deal in Gaza? Should the UK be pushing to contribute to a peacekeeping force?
We should play a maximum role. Getting peace in Gaza and Israel-Palestine is so important. Liberal Democrats have long argued for this ceasefire, for the hostages to be returned, for the food to get in, but also as a step towards a sustainable peace with a two-state solution. We're prepared to play our part. The UK must step up.
Would you be happy to see Tony Blair take a key role in the administration of Gaza in the near term?
I think we should be relaxed by that, but we do want parliamentary scrutiny. We would want Sir Tony Blair to come to Parliament to answer questions so we can make sure that his role and the role of the UK is as positive as possible.
Digital ID cards. Yvette Cooper was this morning defending the suggestion that 13-year-olds could be issued digital ID cards. Are you concerned? And do you have plans to try and stop it?
We're really concerned about this proposal. We warned when they came up with the idea of digital ID that there'd be mission creep. And here we are. We have the evidence. I think it's totally unnecessary to drag in teenagers into this plan. And we will oppose the whole plan and we'll certainly oppose this as well.
Are you satisfied with the government's account of the Chinese spy trials collapse, or do you suspect they're not being straight about it?
I think we need to look at this in detail. I'm really worried. China is a huge threat to our national security, and if they've caved into pressure from Beijing, that is utterly unacceptable. So there'll be questions when Parliament gets back, and we would like to see a proper investigation.
What did you discuss with the Bank of England in your meeting?
Well, Liberal Democrats believe in an independent Bank of England because that's the best way to get people's bills down, whether it's food bills, whether it's mortgage rates. And we're concerned that there are some people who want to question and undermine the Bank of England's independence. That'd be really bad for people struggling to pay their bills, struggling with their mortgages. And so we were there to say we support that. We do need modernisation, but let's make sure that doesn't undermine the independence, because we want those interest rates as low as possible.